Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bernstein and Harris Show.
Sexy football with Matt Bowen.
I was listening to you guys on the radio one afternoon.
You should be. Everybody should.
The Bears.
Kayla Williams let his guard down a little bit on the St. Brown Brothers podcast, Equanimeous and Amon-Ra.
Is there anything they can't do?
Well, Equanimeous can't catch.
Yeah, he still secured the bag.
Hey, he could block, man, okay?
He could block. I don't know how much of a bag he got, and I don't know what Osiris is doing, but yeah, Amon-Ra.
No, those guys are killing the game, man. The gene pool is strong and successful.
Well, the dad still looks great. The weightlifting champ, John.
Yeah. What an awesome family.
Yeah. And
that's all. Just shout out to the St. Brown family.
Good for them. Well done. The podcast covered a lot of things, and obviously there was plenty of fun football stuff in there. But they also asked Caleb about his spending habits.
What do you spend your money on? You know, that first pick money.
Like, what do you like to spend your money on? Like, you just say, be honest. Don't try to be like.
I spend my money on a house.
Okay.
I spend my money on.
Aren't you into fashion?
Yeah. That's a year round thing, though.
That's right. I want to hear all that, though.
So fashion.
Shoes, jewelry, watches.
I got a couple watches.
Okay.
But I've been collecting watches since college.
You got paid in college.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah. It's one of my, I enjoy watches. So a house, watches, fashion. I bought two cars.
What cars?
I bought a double R and a G-Wag.
I know what a double R is. I gotta look that up.
Yeah, explain. He doesn't know what that
Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
Yeah, what kind? Just what kind?
The Spectre.
I bought both the cars. One because it snows, and then the other one was for taxes. Because they're both over 6,000. So
you said Spectre? You said Spectre?
No, I didn't buy the Spectre. I bought the Cullinan. So I bought those, and then that's it. It was a lot, but that's it, really.
So, what would you say is like your guilty pleasure? Like
watches,
spending money on
watches.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't matter like the price. It doesn't have to be high or like steep or anything like that. It's just like if it's a nice watch, if it's a good watch, like I like watches.
How many watches are in your watch collection right now?
Probably double digits, like 10.
There you go.
Yeah.
I might need to get me. You know, I like watches too. I might need to get me one. I haven't got one in a minute.
Yeah. But. If you need guys, let me know. If you need guys for type of watch, Rolex or AP or whatever.
He knows the guy that knows the guy. So.
For sure.
From USC, right?
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't make that connection at Notre Dame.
Yeah, you wouldn't have made that connection at Notre Dame.
My favorite part is, oh yeah, you made money in college.
The way they reacted to that, they're like, wait, what?
What?
Oh, that's right. Y'all make money now.
Do you understand the tax comment about the Rolls Royces?
6,000 pounds. I think it's 6,000. It's the weight of the car.
Oh, it's so to drive.
I don't know.
It costs more to drive because it's heavy?
That was the only thing I could come up with off the top of my head.
I'm not
sure. I do not have an automobile.
But I know what an RR is.
Rolls-Royce.
Rolls-Royce, man.
And you know what the AP is? Audemars. PJ, the watch.
Oh, yes. But I...
What, AP?
Yeah. Audemars Piaget.
Only one type of watch.
It's Piaget.
You know, in the words of Jay-Z, Audemars is losing time.
Yeah. Only wear Apple Watches, though, because they save my life and stuff.
So. I mean...
You can't find, like, a Patek Philippe that could measure your atrial heart rate?
My atrial fibrillation? I haven't looked into it.
I'm sure they have it. I'm sure the Swiss can come up with something. You could retrofit a Rolly.
For those who want to wear the high end accessories, like, I'm happy for you. Do that. I just am not into people judging people for wearing something they think is, like, out of style. That's what I'm bothered. That's what I've always.
What do you
said.
Mean out of style?
Like, you know, people who judge stuff like that. I'm like, if you have a problem with what somebody else is wearing, that's your problem, not theirs.
Well, there's some people who are fashion critics.
Yeah. And that's
their job.
Right. But like the casual judgment of like somebody saying a watch is out of style or something, I'm like, ugh.
Great watches do not go out of style.
Or just wear what you want to wear.
Classic watches are.
You wear assless pants
forever.
That you refuse to give up.
And I don't wear them out of the house. And my assless pants eventually will be in style and everybody will be wearing assless pants.
That'll be the day you're so happy. Mm-hmm. Like, I can wear these at the house?
Because we're Americans, and Americans are just so fat and lazy and stupid.
Wow.
That eventually, everybody's going to say, you know what? He's right. My pants don't need an ass on them.
I don't know that that's how that's going to go.
Yeah, it is. Everybody's going to come around.
Some women already wear 6,000 pounds.
Thank you.
Is that what it is? So a car over a certain weight is an extra tax.
Yeah, that's
burden.
What I thought it had to have been, because I was like, the only thing that could be 6,000 between those two cars is the pound.
It ain't the dollars.
No.
I'll tell you that. Maybe the one tire.
G-Wagon is very Southern California, in my opinion.
Is it?
Yeah, dude. I feel like I see one G-Wagon for every, like, seven vehicles.
My accountant's texting me. Call me if you want the answer to this tax question. No, I can't afford you.
Text us, Bob.
That's fair.
Just text us the answer. We can't
Why
call
don't
you
just
right now.
Tell me the answer.
We're on the phone.
we're kind of in the middle of something here.
That's the whole point of you is to actually just give the answer. That's why you're on retainer.
Yeah, charge her by the hour too while you're at.
Wait a minute. I want to make sure we get through this stuff because I have questions about the stuff just from the sheet. There's things I want.
And all right.
So, go ahead.
All right. Well, I thought let's do the catfishing stuff here. If you saw it, Caleb Williams was victimized by some scamp on social media who convinced him that he was, or she was, Ben Johnson and FaceTimed him to say that he was taking the Bears job. And this is, let's just play the clip first.
Hey, Caleb, it's me, Ben Johnson.
Come to the Dolphins, bro.
No, shut up. Hey, you're a great QB, but, I'm so glad that you're going to get a new head coach. I don't know if it's Ben Johnson, but I'm sorry about this.
Oh, yeah. Peace out.
Hey, the nails are tough.
You're a goat, bro. You're a goat.
No way.
Yeah.
Woo. You're great. I don't know.
So that's a couple of guys who pranked him into believing that he was Ben. Actually, I think his name was Ben Johnson. And...
Caleb responded and FaceTimed him as if, so he believed that Ben Johnson was actually texting him.
Don't you text Ryan Poles at that point and be like, hey, is this
real?
Is this legit? But apparently he texted Amon-Ra St. Brown to ask if this is actually Ben Johnson's number.
So here's the side of the story that he shared with the St. Brown brothers.
The whole catfish situation.
Oh,
before
my
you,
God.
Before
the,
If you went to Notre Dame, that would have never happened.
Bro, no,
before we get into this, I just want to say I'm sorry. Like, I feel like...
Before, I'm going to explain the situation. I reached out to Amon-Ra, and I was not asking... I asked Amon-Ra for Ben's number, not for, obviously, not to... Like, I wasn't going to save his number because he's not our coach,
right.
And I wasn't going to do all of that. I was asking for, or text him or anything. I was asking because... I wanted to make sure it wasn't, because obviously so many fake numbers nowadays. I was asking him so I could see if it matches his number. Amon-Ra does Amon-Ra things and doesn't text back.
No, yeah. That's not what happened, bro.
That's crazy.
He goes, Amon-Ra, yo, I said, yo.
EQ, you
goes,
know. No, no, no. You
he goes,
know.
Mimi, he goes, what's Ben's number?
He'll just disappear. He'll just disappear.
That's not true. I'm literally intending it, bro. Listen. He texted me, yo. I said, yo. He said, what's Ben's number? I got these random dudes trying to hit me up saying they're Ben and whatever. I go, Ben ain't coming to Chicago. And then he goes,
he
nah.
He thinks I'm
like,
trying to play a joke. I'm being dead ass.
Then he goes, nah, these guys are hitting me up saying they're Ben. But at this time, I was eating dinner, so I didn't see my phone. 20 minutes later, like, I see the text, but it's too late. And he goes, it's all good. I called and it wasn't him. And I didn't put anything together. I said, oh, okay, bet. An hour later, it's on Twitter. I texted
everywhere.
Sam, I said, hell no, bro. Hell no.
Everywhere. Like, yes, yes, yes. But the text was, but bro, the text was so like official. Like I've gotten that text from college coaches and other coaches before you know getting drafted and all of that and in different ways. So it looked mad professional. So I was like, all right, I'm just gonna reach out and like. And then
they didn't train you at USC for that.
Yo.
I'm just wondering. Wait, Caleb, you actually thought Ben, though, in the middle of the season was going to
Well, my reason was...
Because he went to USC, bro.
No. My reason was because they're doing the interview thing. And I was on the game, so I wasn't focused. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were doing the interview the next day, and so I thought he already had the interview.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, and then he... It was a class. I ain't gonna lie. It was a classic prank. It was a grade A, S tier prank.
S tier.
I gotta give him props. I wasn't locked in the moment.
And then you answered the call.
Yeah. How did you get your number?
I don't know. I've had the number for probably 15 years. I don't have it no more. New number. But I've had it for like 15 years, and so I don't know. Somebody must have gave it to him. Somebody must have said something or. He got lucky and just dialed the number.
Okay.
That's not how that works. You don't get lucky and dial the number.
No, somebody gave him the number. Skullduggery.
Amon-Ra's defiant protection of Ben Johnson is absolutely hilarious.
Okay. Now we have.
Like, I'm not letting you talk to him.
We have to get to this. This was Caleb talked food and starting with an important question about a specific entree.
But how do you eat your steak? Back to the food.
Medium.
How do you get it cooked?
Medium.
Okay.
Real wet.
Do you eat sushi?
Yeah, absolutely. I had some last night.
Okay.
Medium. It's not bad. Medium rare.
I do medium rare too.
You're getting there. You're just, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, you're rookie.
You're probably in prep right now. Prepping you to get to medium rare. Going down every time.
I've done that my whole life. I changed
prep right now. You know,
I changed,
got that first round money. So
I'm a change
he's probably
man.
Medium well before I see.
I'm a changed man.
He's probably well done.
No, never well done. Never well done.
Medium well. Medium well.
Now he's medium.
I don't want the steak. You know, extra dead. You know, it's already dead. Like, what are you doing?
Extra cooked.
Extra cooked. What am I chewing? Charcoal? What are we doing?
Right.
No shot.
I'm glad you didn't say well done or anything.
Yeah,
like that,
yeah,
that's embarrassing.
Didn't somebody say well done?
Yes.
On here,
a lot of people do. A lot of people.
Yeah, weird.
You'd be surprised.
You gotta grow up at some point.
It's like getting tired.
At some point,
like,
you can't be a kid.
Get tired, bro.
At some point, you can't be a kid. You gotta grow up.
Like, oh, I don't want to see the blood coming out. Like, come on,
it's
bro.
It's not
bro.
Blood.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing is, it's not blood though. It's
exactly.
So, but it's, you know, sorry.
Right. Teacher's own.
Yeah, teacher's own. At some point, they'll grow up. Become a man, become a woman.
Right.
Be a man.
Yeah, you're on your
hey,
way.
What do they say? Be a man. Yeah, I mean, just. What are you doing?
I'm happy to hear that.
I mean, as long as he's not like, oh, I don't eat steak, I eat chicken tenders only. Because I know adults who do that.
Who?
You know the person I'm.
I must know the person.
Only eats chicken tenders.
Like we go to restaurants and he complained because, and then going to an Italian restaurant one, he's like, "I only eat my mom's spaghetti." I was like, "What are we doing?
Are you sure this wasn't a toddler?"
Okay, Eminem.
Hey, you guys can say Chris Ranji's name. It's okay.
Oh, is Chris Ranji have? Is that his thing?
I don't know.
Oh no, that's what.
Do
one
I
of my
know
buddies.
This person?
Wait,
you don't
what
know
is
him?
This okay. shade Leland about? What I like my steak medium.
Medium rare.
Because 90 times out of 100, it comes out medium rare anyway.
I think medium rare is the definitively correct way to order a steak, unless it's like one of these $200 pieces of Wagyu or something where I would order it rare.
Hmm. Okay.
Nah, medium for me is fine. I'm a basic chick.
Clearly.
Go, Caleb Williams. Get yourself a G-Wagon and a medium steak.